on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. The committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Chair Winkler.
Present.
Representative Agbaje.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Present.
Representative Doubt. Representative Haley.
Present.
Representative Herr.
Present.
Representative Jordan.
Present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly present.
Representative Long.
Present.
Representative Moran.
Present.
Representative Nash.
Present.
Representative New Brinley.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott present.
We have a total member, 15 total members present.
I believe Representative
Doubt is present.
Ms. Vang will note your arrival as well, Representative Doubt. First item on our agenda today is approval of the minutes for March 9th, 2021. Representative Agbaje.
Yes, I move the minutes.
Any discussion to those minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for March 9th, 2021. The next item on the agenda is House File 1514. Normally, the Rules Committee does not hear bills. We just take them from the General Register and put them on the calendar. This bill is in front of us because it comes out of Representative Pulowski's Subcommittee on Legislative Reform. It's not my intention to debate or discuss the bill here. We are effectively just sending it on to the Health Committee for a further hearing. And we have Representative Sandsted here to address any questions. But this committee is not a committee of substantive jurisdiction on issues like this. So my intention is to make a motion to refer it to the Committee on Health and move on from there. So the chair moves that House File 1514 be recommended to be referred to the Committee on Health. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and House File 1514 is recommended to be referred to the Committee on Health. The next item on our agenda is a continuing discussion of the House Resolution 2021 R12C resolution on mask enforcement. Kelly Knight, the Human Resources Director, is not available today. I've had further conversation with her, and in listening to the conversation in committee, what I'm going to propose is that we defer action on the policy. We've had discussion that there was little in the way of active complaints that have been submitted to Ms. Knight, and that there have been a few disciplinary warnings addressed. My proposal is that we will defer adoption of the enforcement policy. But if at some point in the future, the Human Resources Director receives at least 5 complaints of members or staff not wearing masks, according to the House policy, we will return to the issue of this enforcement. And members should be aware that the way to report a mask violation is by sending an email to Kelly Knight, kelly.knight@house.mn, noting information, including the person's identity, date, time, location, any description of what you saw, any witnesses or other further information. The point here, members, is that we do not have a perfect record of mask wearing in the state office building. I think we do pretty well in the Capitol on the House floor, and we have a continuing pandemic, but we do not want to create this threat of lost wages or lost per diem as contained in this policy. And so the goal here is to allow people another opportunity to do the right thing, follow the policy, and if we get more complaints, then we will return to enforcement. Discussion to that item of business. Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was hoping you could maybe go over what anti-retaliatory policies are already in place. I know we all have a lot of feelings of collegiality with our coworkers, but I've had questions from staff and other members about what any retaliation might be done if they report one of their coworkers not wearing a mask.
Representative Jordan, as I said, Ms. Knight is not available, but I'm going to ask if Mr. McCormick could provide you with some basic information.
Mr. Chair, members, the House personnel policies have a general prescription against retaliatory action. We also have specific anti-retaliatory provisions in a number of policies, including the harassment policy. In general, if somebody is subject to a complaint and they retaliate in any way against the person affecting their employment, any other aspect of their stay at the house, either a member or an employee, we have a prescription against retaliation.
Representative Jordan?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that that was a policy in place for this.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion on this item? Okay, seeing none. So as I stated, the path is to have violations reported to House Human Resources. We will provide an opportunity for members and staff to be compliant with the mask policy before we move to further enforcement. I do think we've had a lot of good results, but far from perfect. And as in almost every case, the good behavior of everyone is to the benefit of everyone, and people who choose to be difficult on the topic tend to ruin it for everyone else. So we will try to do this again and do it well as a body. I have no further agenda items in front of us, and members, we are adjourned.